My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hello, friends. We've been talking a lot lately about building products as a way to increase your revenue per reader. I went through the high-level overview of how to market your products with lead magnets and upsells and tripwires and quarterly campaigns and that sort of thing. And I know, at least for myself, when it comes to actually putting that all in place, the hardest thing for me is getting the messaging right. I mean, and that's probably the most important. That is the thing that you need to do in order to make the sale. You need to, you know, clearly understand the pain point, the problem, the desire, and then communicate that you have a solution for people. So I've been researching all these different copywriting techniques, I guess is the way you would say them, about promoting your product. I'm going to share five of those with you today. And these are things that you can, I'm going to call them frameworks. These are frameworks that you can use in your email marketing. Let's see where else, in social media. And if you get the opportunity to be on TV or to speak in front of a group of people, it would be the same concept, but it would be kind of maybe longer. So let's go through the five frameworks. And then for each one, what I'm going to do is explain the framework. And then I'm going to give you an example of how I would do that. And I'll be using a product that that I have. If you go to my site, you won't see it because it's not time yet. But it is a summer activity packet for parents. So we tell people, you know, here's what you would do today. Like, for example, picking blueberries. And we give them a list of all the places around Atlanta with where they could go pick blueberries and then a place to make a recipe for a blueberry pie and all of that sort of thing. So it's entire book of summer activities. So that's what I'm going to be using as the example for each of these. And I hope that that will work for you. So let's start with the first one. This one is three parts. And I don't have names for these. Maybe I should come up with names. If I come up with names, I'll put them together maybe in a little booklet and make them available. But the first one is you're going to start, as you compose this, you're going to start by thinking about a feature. And this is usually in our copy where people start, and it's not the right place to start when you're writing. You don't want to start with a feature. This book has 72 pages, but because that's where our head is, it's a good place to start organizing your thoughts. So you think, first of all, what's a feature I want to talk about? And then you ask yourself, so what? Like, why does that even matter to the person who's making the purchase? So if you gave a feature to somebody and they said, so what would you say? And then what you want to do is take that idea and contrast kind of the old way of thinking with the new way of thinking. So that's what you're going to do. Feature, so what, old way versus new way. And then you're going to, when you do the actual writing, you'll flip it so that you talk about the so what first, then the old way, the new way, and last is the feature. So you're going to begin thinking about it by starting with the feature, but when you write it down, you're actually going to end with the feature. So let's think about this summer book. I'm thinking off the top of my head here. Okay, so activities that foster creativity and physical activity and, you know, family bonding are the perfect way to ensure that you have, you know, a fun summer. You, as a parent, can feel really confident about providing wholesome, healthy, memorable summer experiences for your kiddos. Traditionally, summers result usually in screen time. So let's focus on that. Default to increased screen time, lack of organized activities, maybe unless you're going to camp. Kids are bored. They're missing opportunities for growth. With our workbook, parents can have a new way to inspire and engage their kids through, you know, structured plan of diverse activities, transforming their season, their summer into one of learning and joy. This blah, blah, blah book provides dozens of creative and engaging activities specifically designed to keep children active and away from computers during the summer. So I started with, you know, we want to use summer to foster creativity and physical activity and being with the family. That's all the why of work, you know, it was the mission behind the book. And then the old way is put kids in front of a screen, send them to really expensive camps, versus the new way, which is using our book and being inspired to engage, you know, creatively with your kids. And the feature is a book with dozens of creative and engaging activities. So that's the feature. So what, old way versus new way? Okay, the next one, a lot of copywriters already know about this one. It's called PAS, Problem Agitation Solution. And that's the way you present the information. So the problem is, you might just start off with, are you one of those parents who struggle to keep your kids engaged during the summer without resorting to hours of screen time, which really lead to, you know, a lack of creativity and physical activity? If you continue to rely on those digital devices, it not only diminishes your kids' opportunities to explore and grow, but it increases your parental stress because you want to make summer fun and beneficial. And I'm trying to think here. So this repetitive cycle of screen-based entertainment leaves kids bored, parents frustrated, and knowing that all these long hours spent in an inactive indoor environment are not contributing to their kids' development. So that's kind of the agitation. And the solution would be like, our activity book offers a host of carefully crafted activities designed to keep your kid active and creative and engaged throughout the summer without a screen in sight. So there's outdoor adventures, educational crafts, field trips, memorable ways to fill your summer with growth and excitement. So say goodbye to your digital babysitter and hello to a summer of meaningful experiences with your kids. So that would be the solution. That's problem agitation solution. So what is the thing that the problem they're facing? Then you're going to like double down on that and be like, oh my gosh, you feel so much stress and it's just ruining your kids. And then you have a solution. Okay, the third one is really what I like about it is it really highlights how you differentiate yourself from other people or other, let's say, solutions on the market. So you're going to contrast what you offer with what other people might use as a solution or find as a solution. So for me, it could be another workbook or it could be just, you know, those screens or doing nothing. So you want to say, here's what can happen and why you oppose that happening. And you have to be careful because your opposition should not be like, because my competitor is a jerk. Not that. This is about the meaning behind their problem, focused on them. And then you're going to say, this is what I stand for, and this is what I'm offering. So here's an example. A lot of summer guides focus on just keeping kids entertained with passive activities like workbooks or movies or video games, but our workbooks or our activity guide offers a diverse set of hands-on interactive activities that encourage physical movement and creativity. So see how I'm contrasting them. Then I'm going to say, I'm going to take a stand. So I'll say, we firmly oppose the modern trend of increased screen time for our children. It leads to diminished social skills and physical inactivity and a lack of imagination. Our approach is about getting back to the basics and making real world connections instead of digital ones. Our book stands for a summer filled with adventure and real world experience and imagination. We champion outdoor educational play that enriches kids' lives while it's entertaining them. We support parents and their desire to make every summer day count by providing resources for you that foster vibrant, healthy, engaging break from the school year. So you can see that that's really about what the mission might be. Now, I just want to be really clear with you guys. My kids do a lot of screen time. I'm not trying to screen time shame anybody, but I'm just trying to use this as an example. Is if you did something because you're very passionate about it, let's say you do you have a cookbook about really healthy recipes, then contrast and oppose and stand for something that really kind of kicks people in the tush as your marketing piece. Okay, I have two more examples to give you. The next one is another three part. So we did problem, agitation, solution. We did contrast, oppose, and stand for. This one is very similar, to the contrast one, but starts with the mission instead of ending with that concept that you stand for. So it's mission, enemy, promise. So our mission is to empower parents with tools to create an enriching summer experience for their kids. So we aim to fill every day with activities that promote physical activity and creativity and imagination and growth. That's the mission. So the enemy. Our enemy is the modern summer scenario where children are glued to screens, isolated, inactive. This is a trend that that diminishes their physical health and it stifles their creativity. And we oppose any easy fallback on digital entertainment that might be becoming the norm for summer breaks. So that enemy is very much like your opposition, but the difference is you're personifying that thing that you're challenging. And then the promise. So we provide a activity book with a comprehensive guide to filling your child's days with innovative, engaging, and educational activities that gets them away from screens and out into the world exploring. And you can trust our book to transform your kids' summer into a really exciting adventure that is fun, but focused on their growth. Okay, so very, very similar, but, just a little different tactic there and a different order. Okay, so the next one is one that I learned from Harry Dry. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but it's called The Elephant in the Room. So you start by saying something awkward. And his example was Wikipedia. When they send out their annual request for money, their elephant in the room is, okay, this is really awkward. For my book, the really awkward thing is, okay, it's really tempting to just use the screen as your babysitter. I mean, it's easy and no one's going to know. That's kind of, you're kind of bringing up that thing that you shouldn't talk about. And then what you want to do is say, but listen, if you do this or don't do this, if you address the elephant in the room, you can be the hero. And so we're channeling our Joseph Campbell here. You can make the reader the hero for doing the things that you're about to share with them. Okay, then you ask them, you just straight up say, I want you to buy this book or this cookbook or this t-shirt or whatever. And then reframe the value of your offering into a benefit, a solution that addresses that elephant. Okay, so ready? So the elephant in the room would be, you know, it's really easy to let screens be the babysitter during summer. No one's going to know about it. It's easy. Your kids aren't going to be complaining. But, you know, deep down, we feel this kind of creeping guilt and worry about what it might be doing to their development. That's the elephant in the room. Make the buyer the hero would be like, listen, you have the power to turn this around. If you choose our book, you step up as the hero in your kid's summer, guiding them through this kind of journey of outdoor exploration and learning that they're going to remember for, you know, for years to come. And you're not just really doing activities with them, but you're creating memories and you're building their skill sets and you're setting this foundation for them to thrive in. That's being the hero. And then the ask is, okay, so go grab a copy of a book today. This is going to be one of the best decisions that you make all summer. And then the reframe is going to be, okay, this isn't just a book with a list of activities. It's a gateway to a healthier, happier, more connected kiddo. You're investing in your kid's future. You're committing to enriching their summer. And the value of this book is not just, you know, simple summer fun activities. It's really fostering a lifetime of curiosity and joy and health. That's reframing. So that's one of my favorites, and that's probably what I'm going to be using for the Georgia State Parks Guide. But I'm still not sure yet. I'm trying to write all of these techniques, all five of them, with the Georgia State Parks Guide, using different problems and just seeing which one I like best. And what's great about that is if you do all of them, then you can use one in one email and one in another and one in social. And then if you do them with different problems, start with the one that you think is the primary problem. And if you feel like you're not converting, then you can move to another problem set, or you can do A/B testing with that. So I hope that gives you some ideas about how you can write your emails, your sales page, your landing pages, your social, in order to sell your products and increase your revenue per reader. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com. The link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.